Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
In a 2018 report, the International Labour Organization estimates that nearly 67 million young people, and they describe as people from age 15 to 24, are actively searching for work but are unable to find a job. Rising youth unemployment is a significant problem facing economies and societies in today's world, for developed and developing countries alike.
So it's World Youth Skills Day today, and we're happy to welcome Vincent Kwa, who is Regional Head of Education, Research, Healthcare and Not-for-Profit Organizations, Amazon Web Services, and also Janine Teo, who's CEO at Solve Education, to discuss the importance of youth skills development and the need to impart technical and vocational education and training. Thanks for coming today, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank
happy
you
to have
us.
You. Vincent, let's start with you, though. What are the causes of youth unemployment, you think?
I think one of the issues that we have observed is that there is definitely a gap in terms of, and because we come from Amazon Web Services, from a technical perspective, there is definitely a gap that we are seeing how we are training our young people in acquiring skills that will prepare them for the future, right? If you look at the World Economic Forum report on future of jobs, you know, cloud computing is definitely one of the big areas of and trends that's really impacting how technology is being adopted by companies from across the world. But we're not preparing our young people with these sets of skills. And, you know, there will be millions of jobs out there, especially in the cloud world. LinkedIn, as the last 4 years, have indicated that cloud computing skills is the number one skill that employers are looking for. But we are not to churning out enough of our young people to be able to take on these skills. And so we have to
play
a role.
That sounds like the education aspect of things.
There is definitely an education aspect.
Rolling with the times, yeah.
Right. But, you know, that is one area in which we, you know, in AWS is trying to address, you know, from a skill acquisition perspective for young people.
Mm-hmm. Well, why are some regions more prone to it and are suffering from it now?
Youth unemployment, we mean, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's number one is access to education, mm-hmm. right? Access to education is an area which a lot of developing countries are faced with. Firstly, in a developed country where the government can afford to invest a lot in education, then, you know, the opportunities for the young people to learn skills, get access to knowledge, it's readily available. But when you look at the developing countries, and especially also in the emerging countries, there's less availability of these content because they may not have the access to the internet or you know, opportunities to learn from the advanced technologies. And so it's a question of how fast they are able to get access to technology, how fast they have access to the content that is already actually available out there.
Mm. Janine, let's ask you. You are CEO of Solve Education. What does effective youth skills development look like? Because we talked about how education or the education sector needs to play a role too.
Basically, if you think about it, in 10 to 20 years' time, we can't say for sure what jobs will be available or what skills will be relevant. But what we...
So you know, you're saying that education wants to sit back and wait first.
So, but what we do know for sure that is that the world's going to be constantly changing, right?
Yeah.
And in fact, it might be moving in a much faster pace as we are today, if that's even possible. So if you think about that, what are the skills that we should equip with our youth of today so that they can thrive in the workforce of the future? Really, if you drill down, is the ability to learn how to learn, right? Once you are able to be able to, be able to figure things out on your own, you can really, whichever skills that comes, new technology that, you know, AWS comes up with, you'll be able to learn, right? So
we have that issue now, you feel, or that's lacking in education now, that we don't know how to learn.
So if you really dissect into what it means by how to learn,
yeah,
there's the hard skills, which is, you know, your literacy and numerical skills, but there's also soft skills like grit, discipline, diligence, curiosity, and all the 21st century skills, right?
Yeah.
And we seem to be very fixated and focused in drilling the hard skills into our kids, right? But soft skills is
memory,
something,
and things like that,
yeah,
too.
Moving beyond rote memorization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Vincent, maybe you can talk to us about the genesis of EdStart.
So I work in the education sector of Amazon Web Services. And so we, you know, have an opportunity to work with many education service providers. If you look at the top 20 most well-funded education technology companies, 19 of them are already running and using AWS to deliver services to their education customers. That gives us a lot of confidence that a lot of education technology companies out there, the small ones, the medium-sized ones, you know, there's a huge appetite to use the cloud to deliver services, and in a very innovative way. And we've seen that there's also a fragmentation of this particular segment, right? If you're a young education technology startup, you do what you do best, you know the problems that you're trying to solve, but you're not connected. You're not connected to maybe mentors. You're not connected to investors and VCs. So we created this program called AWS Ed Start. And what we wanted to do is programmatically help these young education technology startup accelerate their business and help them grow their business through a very programmatic way.
Help them get the exposure as well, obviously.
Well, we do it
connection
in
to,
correct.
Yeah.
We do it in three different aspects. First, we help them connect into the community. And by community, it means it is the investor community. It is also get connected to other startups doing the same thing or doing very different things so that they can work with one another. The second area that we help them with is really in the technical side. Many of these education technology companies really want to go global. They don't see themselves as playing in a small field like maybe just in Singapore.
Yeah.
But, you know, look at what Solve is trying to do. They're trying to reach to the whole world. But then delivering a service with the right amount of reliability, the uptime, you really got to build it on very solid design principles and using the cloud to do that. And we help them, you know, technically to design those kind of applications, to write it well so that it's reliable for their users. And lastly, also a little bit about what we call promotional credits is to help them jumpstart some of the development work so that they don't have to worry about cost. And so when they use AWS in their development and in terms of experimenting new services, we help them with cloud credits so that when they experiment, they don't have to worry about failing, but it actually pushes the innovation envelope for them as well.
Right. Let's ask Janine, though, how Solve Education helps with youth skills development. Are you focusing on those softer skills that you were talking about earlier versus the, you know, didactic memorization, etc.?
So mainly we operate in developing countries and emerging markets. So I would say that the reasons why youth are not unemployed are very different from developing countries to a developed country like Singapore. So in the space that I'm in, the specific problem that we're trying to solve is one out of five of our next generation do not go to school. And that equates to 262 million children and youth. And for these children, they are not able to go to school no matter how many schools we build or how many teachers we train because of economic reasons. They're already working at a young age or cultural reasons, geographic, political reasons, and so on. Some of them are already married when they are 13 years old. This is still very common in, you know, developing countries. And so what we wanted to do is to figure out a way to be able to bring the education to them, right, since they can't come to school. So with that, we saw a golden opportunity when mobile phones becomes more and more prevalent amongst the bottom of the pyramid demographic. And the question that we ask ourselves is, can we teach through a mobile device? So that's how Solve Education was born. So,
wow, it's like bypass paper and PCs and just go mobile straight away.
I mean, back to my original point of having access, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they are trying to solve the access issue and using technology to deliver content and quality education to the users.
Mm. We've been speaking with Vincent Kwan, who is Regional Head of Education, Research, Healthcare and Not-for-Profit Organizations, Amazon Web Services. Also, Janine Teo, CEO, Solve Education. This has been Career 360 on Youth World Youth Skills Day. Thanks for staying tuned. Thanks for coming, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.